This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. I got to tell you, man, when it's windy out here. All right? It is windy. So we have, throughout the last year or two, kind of been debating on which states did it right. Did the states that lock us down and close our schools and prevent restaurants and bars being open and you know, mandates and all that other stuff, did those states get it right or did they get it wrong? And little by little, research keeps coming out saying not a lot of difference. Not a lot of difference between the death rate, between the hospitalization rate, between a place like Florida versus California, where Florida had had more milder lockdown, you know, sort of restrictions versus California, much more strict. And so now we have a study that came out this week that actually said those states that had stricter lockdowns actually did worse than other states. And from a health perspective, and this is what I said, I am a huge advocate of public health, but doing it right. And I see a paradoxical effect when you start to go too strict, or when you start to mandate, or when you try to use all your weapons too early. And so I've been very concerned about a lot of the things a lot of public officials have done in these stricter states. And now we have more and more research backing that up. So this latest study comes from the National Bureau of Economic Research. They released their findings a few days ago on which states did better and which did worse depending on lockdown severity. They looked at economy, education, and mortality. How they did this is the economic performance, they used two measures. They looked at unemployment and GDP by state. For education, they used the Burbio cumulative in-person instruction percentage. For the complete 2020-21 school year, hybrid instruction weighted half. They gave half a score for that. For mortality, they looked at COVID-associated deaths reported to the CDC and all-cause mortality. So which states did the worst in all three categories? I'm sorry, I got really bad allergies. It was New Jersey, New York, and California. They ranked the worst in all three categories of mortality, economy, and schooling. And New York and California had some of the strictest lockdown measures. So somebody could say, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, COVID was so bad there that, of course, they were going to have more mortality or more issues. They, according to the study, they already filtered and weighed all that out with this. Now, who did the strongest? Utah, Nebraska, and Vermont. Even though Vermont is a blue state, I don't think they had it as strict. Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Utah ranked highest in the economy. They were also the only seven states that had at least 85% of their schools open. In terms of education, Washington, D.C. ranked the least. Nevada fell in the lowest 10 from education. Who ranked the highest? Wyoming, Arkansas, Florida, South Dakota, and Utah. They ranked the highest. Well, that's because, again, they have their schools open. Now, in terms of health, Hawaii always ranks high with health. Hawaii just knocks it out of the ballpark because Hawaii is one of the healthiest, you know, because you got the outside, you got the vitamin D, you're eating more fish, you're doing more exercise. So in terms of health, Hawaii, Vermont, Maine, Oregon, New Hampshire, and Washington State ranked the highest. Who ranked the lowest? Nevada, New York, New Jersey, and D.C. And Nevada ranked number 51. And they call it, they basically called it metabolic health adjusted COVID associated deaths. Meaning, you know, they looked at people with diabetes and older age and accounting for all that, just, you know, looking at who ended up having more mortality in terms of per capita, Nevada ended up being worse. States with high obesity, diabetes, advanced age population prior to the pandemic obviously fared worse during the pandemic. Now, Florida, everybody's like, well, how did Florida do? Florida had some of the least strict lockdowns. Their mortality was average. Everybody thought Florida, it would be complete genocide, and thank God it wasn't. And Florida has a very active older population. For them to be average with the United States being some of the loosest in terms of their lockdown measures, it starts to kind of tell you something about lockdown measures. They actually had high level of economic activity and 96% open schools. So the author said, unsurprisingly, there was a strong relationship between the states that had poor economic performance and closed schools, the lockdown states. And so what do we take from this? Well, one is you got to be a healthy population prior to a pandemic. So if you have a lot of older individuals that might not be in good health, when you have a lot of, and remember, the Florida older individuals versus the Nevada older individuals, I want to know what the studies are. Because if Florida older individuals are out there golfing, they're swimming, they're fishing, they're on the boats, they're exercising a lot, whereas in Nevada, a lot of them are sitting in a casino with no vitamin D and smoking and you know, that could be also a big difference in terms of our older populations. But you got to be a healthy population prior to the pandemic. And then you also have to very safely allow people to still live during a pandemic. Locking people up at home. Early on in New York, some of those were the ones that got COVID the fastest. You know, people need to exercise. They need to be around, you know, they need to still live their life. They need to feel like they have a purpose. Yes, do it safely. There's ways to do it safely. Vaccinate, maybe social distance. But the moral to all this is locking people up, like we see right now in Shanghai, and people are screaming out their windows because they're running out of food, might not be the healthiest way to go during a pandemic. But it also depends on what is the pandemic. The 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Krispy Kreme is in the news. Krispy Kreme donuts are yummy. I don't get how they make them, but they are so light, not in calories, that they are just so easy to eat. You know, other donuts like Winchell's, because they're cake donuts, a lot of them, you know, they take a while, or some of their glazed donuts, but Krispy Kreme is so light that you can almost eat them in like two bites. Not the safest thing to do, but I'm a fan of the Krispy Kreme case. I just hardly eat them because of the calories. And they are taking a stand against inflation and the rising rates where what they are going to do, which I think is a smart marketing scheme, is they are going to lower temporarily the cost of their dozen original glazed donuts. And they said every Wednesday from April 13th through May 4th, Krispy Kreme is going to sell a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Each week, the chain will use Monday's national average gas price to set the promotional cost for its donuts. So even though I live in an area where gas is almost $5-6 a gallon, if the national gas price is like, what, $4.11 right now, they will sell a box of donuts for $4.11. Now, if they're only doing it on Wednesdays between April 13th and May 4th, then that gives you guys three chances. Which is, you know, it's nice. It's a cool thing to do. But it's not like an everyday thing, because obviously that's expensive and that's a lot of money. So on Monday, AAA put the national average of gas at $4.11 a gallon. Gas prices have been soaring. I think there's a lot of, honestly, when it comes to inflation and gas and all that, I think it is multifactorial. There is no way the war doesn't have a role. Yes, the war has a role. And supply and demand. But we have also done some things domestically that has also worsened our current crisis, as well as inflation and then looming recession. So I think it's multifactorial. So a dozen glazed donuts that usually go for $10 at Krispy Kreme, you're going to be able to get a little cheaper. And so, yeah, you know, Krispy Kreme has kind of always been there to kind of, you know, tie their marketing to what's been going on publicly. Like, if you were vaccinated against COVID-19, you got a free donut. Krispy Kreme gives away donuts a lot of times to blood donors when they work with the Red Cross. So I think it's cool, and it's again, let them market. You know what? If they're going to, you know, give away free stuff, let them get some news. Let them market. I think it's fantastic. So now, President Biden is going to announce some new steps with his administration to try to address rising gasoline prices. And what he's going to do is he's going to expand biofuel sales to try to counter the rising energy prices. President said he is going to, he is slated to announce that the EPA is going to issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gasoline. E15 gasoline stands for 15% ethanol blend. And I guess he's going to be visiting one of the bioprocessing plants, a biofuels plant that specializes in the creation of bioethanol. And the sale is usually prohibited during the summer months from like June to mid-September because of air quality concerns. Under Trump, the EPA issued an order allowing permanent year-round sales, but then the order was overturned last year by the U.S. Court of Appeals of the D.C. Circuit. So while, you know, Trump was trying to lower, you know, rates and lower gas prices, you know, the people were concerned about energy, climate, and things like that, so it got reversed. And now Biden is going to, looks like, go back and do that. They say these sales might save us about 10 cents per gallon on average while reducing reliance on foreign fuels. As part of Tuesday's announcement, the EPA will also take steps to facilitate the expanded use of the biofuel, including outreach to states and modifications to E15 fuel pump labeling at gas stations across the country. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, this is you know, not an easy time. Our inflation has surged even higher than what was expected. They said that inflation now has hit a new four-decade high of 8.5%. As a physician, when there's inflation and then when there's a recession, patients suffer. And sadly, I'm seeing people not go to the doctor, not pay for medications, because they're picking and choosing what to spend their money on. So to me, whenever we have inflation like this, it is bad, 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 bad news. Yes, bonds, I bonds are doing really well. You know, if you have some extra money, max $10,000, you go buy some I bonds and really enjoy the higher rates. Not a lot of good comes out of inflation. But sadly, I'm seeing people ration money. Things are just too damn expensive that they're going to cut. And where do they cut? They don't cut their Netflix subscription. They don't cut their iPhone, Apple, you know, phone or Samsung. They cut on medicine. So not good. So the latest uptick in March marked the greatest annual rate of increase of inflation since December 1981, according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. On a monthly basis, the Consumer Price Index details the cost of goods and services rose 1.2% from February to March. Labor Department officials said price increases for gasoline, shelter, food were the largest contributors to inflation, Gas price, of course, rose 18.3% in March. CPI, Consumer Price Index, still rose 6.5% over last year. So that's why, like I said, yes, I think the war plays a role, but we have had issues preceding the war. So, and the war is going to make it worse, no doubt. No doubt. So, the European Union is under pressure to enact a similar step in terms of their gas because they're so heavily reliant on Russian gas. Economists had expected the CPI to only jump 8.4%, but it jumped to 8.5%. Now, gas, I think, is actually now about $4.33 a gallon. I don't think it's $4.11. I think it's higher. Yesterday, I guess it lowered to $4.10. We had a little bit of lowering with that. But, you know, we are spending an extra $327 a month due to inflation. And that's up roughly $297 per household in February. And it's going to get tighter because we're going to have short supply. We're going to have issues with farming. And, you know, also we haven't even talked about our own domestic issues like droughts and weather and all that. This dust bowl we just had, it is getting dustier. Remember we talked about how we might be at risk for a dust bowl? I'm going to talk about that a little bit later this month, how when you have issues with your farmland and lack of the, your supply and demand getting disrupted like it did with COVID. Meanwhile, more wind, topsoil going, we could be, you know, coming into dust bowl. All I know is in Nevada, man, that was bad. It was some bad, bad dust. Arizona dealing with it as well. With inflation, it will fuel more issues, and we're going to have this kind of cyclical issue with wages. So as California is trying to, you know, lower the work week, but not let wages get dropped. So if companies are going to be paying 40 hours for only 32 hours of work, they're going to raise prices to pay for that. As people are paying more for their employees, and mind you, the minimum wage had to go up, but as the minimum wage went up, what did companies do? They rose their rates. Everybody rose their rates. I'm not making more money, but I'm paying more money. You know, and not everybody got a raise in wages, but many wages went up. So what did companies do? They raised the prices. So with everybody raising prices, people say, but wait a second, we now need higher wages. And it's just going to keep going. And how is this going to end? What's the end game? The end game is automation. The end game is the only way these companies are going to save money is less people. It's just going to get too expensive to hire somebody. Hiring somebody is going to be a luxury. And it's sad because we want employment. And, I mean, there has never been such a huge push to figure out how to do jobs with less people. I mean, that's why internet was so revolutionary, because it eliminated, you know, needing, you know, as many carriers, postal carriers. Now, we still need mail and we still need carriers and things like that, but, you know, it just, I could deliver my message without needing anybody. People can, you know, work on a computer. They could reach out to multiple people. They could teach online and use less staff. So, yeah, we're going to be in for the long haul. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in New York City are hunting for a suspect who reportedly set off a smoke grenade and started shooting at people at a subway station. Police in New York City say 16 people are injured, 10 shot after the attack, which is not believed to be terror-related. The federal government's latest inflation indicators show that consumer prices skyrocketed 8.5% in March, the quickest uptick in four decades. Kamal Siri Kamar is with Siri Kamar Global Strategies. He tells CNBC he believes these numbers are going to keep going up.
I think the bad numbers are going to keep coming. Fuel prices are going to remain high, and we still haven't dealt with the possibility that Russia could stop off any energy exports, and that would be a big push up for energy inflation and overall inflation.
USA Radio News. Governor Abbott is shining some light on his plan to bus illegal immigrants from the border to Washington, D.C. He says the reason for it is because the feds have changed the way they process and release illegal immigrants. He says a fleet of buses has been spread out across his state. They're at the disposal of small towns who can use them to ship illegal immigrants to areas where there are more resources, such as the nation's capital. The Biden administration could soon agree to a new Iran nuclear deal, which eases sanctions on Iran in exchange for them reining in their nuclear program. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, speaking on Fox Business, says that he disagrees rejoining the Iran nuclear deal without significant upgrades.
They want to not only re-enter the Iran nuclear deal, but what they are willing to enter is a deal that's even worse than the original agreement from 2015.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Diana asks, please don't. Diana asks, Dr. Dahlia, how old are you? Don't make me answer that, please. Dr. Dahlia, how old are you? And is it just me? Or has politics taken things to a new level? She writes a lot. I don't even want to read her email. I'm sorry. I don't want to tell you. I'm 50. I'm 50 years old. Never thought I'd be 50. Yeah. Thank you, Diana. I understand you can Google it, but I'm going to try to tell everybody that, you know, I'm in my 30s, middle age. Yeah, I'm 50. Yeah, it's weird to say because in my mind, I feel like I'm still 16. I feel like I'm 8. You know, when somebody makes a fart joke, I think it's funny. I watch, like, The Peacemaker. I've been watching The Peacemaker with John Cena. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I mean, I hope I'm... But you know what? Most of my friends are in their 50s and 60s now. I mean, I have a lot of friends also in their 30s and 20s and you know, but none of us, you know, feel like we're old. I mean, yeah, somebody has to stop and take their medication. We all have to wait, you know, and find a glass of water. You know, I haven't going to play bingo more often. It's just weird. It's and you want to know what, though? I'm kind of loving my age right now. I don't think I want to be 20 years old. I don't think I want to be 30 years old again. I mean, I lost a lot of my youth because I was in school. You lose your youth in school. And then you have your kids. And then you try to support the family, and you try to raise the family, and you're building a practice, and you're trying to, you know, support your patients, help your patients. You're supporting the rest of your family as your family has issues. And I went through my whole 20s and 30s just doing, you know, everything I had to do. And then I got into show business, doing my radio show, and that was something I wanted to do. And so I know this isn't her question, but if anybody asks, you know, am I happy? Do I feel accomplished? Yeah. But I feel that way now. My kids, thank God, grown up. You know, I mean, they put the pants on by themselves. That's more I could ask for. You know, I have a fantastic network I work with. You know, got great producers. We got Jason. We got Daniel. We got, you know, George, Kyle, everybody there. Nate, really good people I get to work with every day. I get to still see patients doing television. I got a great husband. I got great friends. I got great pets. You know, it's a crazy world out there. And I feel like I've accomplished a lot. You know, I've written books. I've done a lot of TV work. Have this great national show. I don't have my uuterus and ovaries anymore. I had my hysterectomy. That was fantastic. But, yeah, I'm 50. But her next question, I don't want to read the email through, but it has to do with is it her or is politics really taking a turn such that what we're seeing right now is just ludicrous, just craziness? Like, for example, you know, like the border. Why would we, with everything going on, not secure the border? Or why would we be doing these lockdowns? Why is, I think, Philly going back to masks? Why, you know, why is the president, you know, barely getting through, you know, one day? And, you know, he's always kind of back in Delaware, or they always keep him hidden. And I never really followed the politics during, I mean, I was too young to understand what was going on with Nixon or Jimmy Carter. With the Reagan years, it was the 80s, so I was too busy listening to Duran Duran and Def Leppard, you know, and reading my Young Miss and 17 magazine, that I didn't really follow too much of politics. In my 90s, I was doing back-to-back 36-hour shifts, you know, with the medical school, or I was working part-time in multiple part-time jobs in college, so I didn't have time to watch the news or even sports. Everybody's like, oh my God, you know, you and the Cowboys, you must have been so, I didn't get to follow the Cowboys much then. Most of my sports came later. So, I can't say, I mean, based on what we read in the history books, there's been corruptness. I mean, I know people are shocked with what's going on with the Hunter Biden scandal and all that. I mean, obviously, corrupt politicians, corrupt kings, corrupt kingdoms, monarchies, whatever, that has been nothing new. Do I think things are more corrupt or more messed up now? I don't. I just think we're hearing about it more. You know, in the olden days, I kept hearing my parents say, never talk about politics or religion. And you wouldn't hear them talk about it. You'd hear Archie Bunker go off about something and everybody made fun of him, but you didn't really, people didn't want to fight. People, they just kind of kept their heads down. And yeah, maybe there were some people that got very, very active. But also keep in mind, in the olden days, my parents' generation, politicians were getting killed. Martin Luther King was shot, killed, assassinated. I mean, Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. So, I don't think a lot of people got as involved in politics. Now, everybody seems to be a politician or a commentator or a pundit or so we hear about it all the time. And so now you look and you're like, okay, wait a second. Nobody's trying to figure out where COVID came from. Nobody's trying to figure out the Hunter, you know, Biden connection here. Nobody's, you know, trying to secure the border. No one's trying. You know, when you look at all this, and even with Trump, you know, so, you know, somebody could accuse Trump of harassing somebody, and he goes, let me look at her. Not my type. I mean, you know, we've kind of looked at, I mean, the tweets, Trump calling, you know, Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man. I mean, you know, you look at all these things, and you're like, whoa, I can't believe this is happening. But, you know, from what I'm hearing, rumors that, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson, he had a mouth on him. And, I mean, he did some things that would have made Donald Trump look like a priest. You know, or, you know, so there's, I think things are very vocal, very, not very transparent, not like they need to be, but every single thing gets looked at. Like Biden, if Biden was president before television, it would be a much different presidency than what we're seeing right now. You know, it's, and I mean, Trump thrived on the audience. Can make us laugh. Can make us, you don't need a comedian, but Trump would say something and we're like, yeah, that makes sense for some of us. And for some of us going, what the hell is he saying? So we also have added different attitudes towards our leaders. You know, I mean, we respected our leaders. We respected. And then, you know, after one thing after another, there was just this lack of, you know, so it's a much different world, but I don't think there's any. I don't think there was any less corruption in the olden days. I think there was, and still we don't know exactly who was behind JFK Kennedy's assassination. You know, a lot of questions pointing to people in government. So imagine that. Imagine, you know, if any of those theories really held true. I'm not saying it was, but if any of those theories were possible, where, you know, somebody was able to advance because JFK was assassinated. I mean, that is one of the most corrupt things you could do in government. So yeah, the mail-in ballots with the voting, I get it. The elections could possibly be losing, you know, major integrity. These reports of, you know, all sorts of things, and then doubting an election. Is every single election from here on out, no matter what the outcome is, going to be considered fake from either party? I mean, it looks like it's going to be a mess, but I get you. You know, and maybe it is because I'm older. I can't comment much on politics pre-Clinton because I was so busy, but. Yeah, it's a very weird time, and I think they're making decisions with no logic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is still the hunt for the New York City subway shooter. It has been hours since at 8:24 a.m. Eastern Time. A man put on a gas mask, pulled a smoke canister out of his bag while he was on the northbound N train. He unleashed the canister in the train car, then began to open fire, wounding 10 people before vanishing as the train pulled into the station. Because of the smoke canister, people couldn't see him. They still haven't found him. He is being described as a black male weighing 180 pounds, approximately 5 feet, 5 inches tall. He was wearing a green construction-type vest and a gray hoodie on the train. So people are going, did he work for the city? Wow, what's going on here? Current manhunt is underway. You see people pouring out of the smoke-filled car. When the train made it, to the 36th station, you saw people just flee, start running, smoke coming out, people falling to the ground bleeding. And NYPD units are searching subway tunnels for the gunman who might have jumped onto the tracks to get out of there. They originally thought that he jumped onto another train. There are obviously several delays across the entire subway network. Many trains have been suspended. Not all of them, I don't think, but many of them. And so obviously that cripples New York City. But this happened at 36th Street Station in Brooklyn. Opening fire. He shot 10 people, injured 16, we're being told. But 10 people were actually shot, 5 in critical condition. Thank God, nothing lethal yet. Everybody seems to be stable. So I think maybe what happened is he jumped onto the tracks and fled. There are, right now, the NYPD is going door to door in Brooklyn asking for information, surveillance camera footage, pictures. Did anybody do a selfie when they were on the train before this happened? Anything like that. If you do have any information, they're asking for you to call 1-800-577-TIPS. 1-800-577-TIPS. T-I-P-S. Commissioner Keechant Sewell said at a press conference that she had not ruled out terrorism as a motive, but that it was not being investigated as an act of terrorism. She admitted that police still had not yet been able to identify who the gunman was. They are going door to door in Brooklyn asking store owners and residents of apartment buildings if they have any videos of the scene from around the time of the shooting. Also, they have to go door to door just in case somebody's hiding out and holding somebody hostage. So they're asking New Yorkers to send photos, videos, pieces of information. Now, New York Mayor Eric Adams is in quarantine after being diagnosed with COVID-19. So he, in a video message, said, "We will not allow New Yorkers to be terrorized. The NYPD is searching for the subject. We will find him." The crime has been just, it's been through the roof. It's been, one thing that has been, very kind of concerning is, did we ever get any closure on what the hell happened in Times Square a few days ago? If you remember, a bunch of people were fleeing Times Square, where they have that big X, because a manhole blast happened. Nobody was injured, but the fire department had to respond to 3 manhole fires because there was an explosion that echoed through Midtown around 6:45 p.m. This was, I think, Sunday night. It occurred at 215 West 43rd Street between Times Square and 8th Avenue. They searched surrounding properties. They found elevated levels of carbon monoxide. So was this something that was related? I don't think so, because the way this sounds, this guy wanted to hit rush hour. But, as opposed to Sunday, 6 p.m., most people are starting to wind things down and get home. So they say that it was maybe a cable failure, according to Con Edison. No customer outages and no property damage. But the sounds of the explosion, it was loud. I saw the video footage. It obviously terrified people. You saw people running, fleeing, figuring out what's going on, cussing. See kids running with their moms. I'm not sure what the heck happened there. So I hope that, they do find the guy. Hopefully we get some clarity. Not sure what, he was, not necessarily sure, what he was doing in a vest or in a, so New York City, they're just like Chicago, just like multiple cities, they are dealing with some of the biggest crime. They say crime on New York City subways, it's been spiked 50%. Well, as we spoke about, people would just randomly push somebody in front of a train and kill them. Or attack somebody. Or push them down the stairs. Well, we don't know why subway crime has spiked over 50%. Is it because there's not going to be a lot of consequences? Is it because people aren't getting their mental health taken care of? Is it because there's not enough law enforcement? So people could take advantage. We don't know. January saw the biggest increase, nearly doubling the week, doubling the year before. 198 crimes reported compared to 113 in the first month of February. New York Mayor Eric Adams did unveil a plan in February. Not so much success. Police reported 6 slashings in the system the week after the plan was announced. Hammer attack, feces smearing, fatal shoving, smoke bomb, now this mass shooting. People aren't going to want to use a transit system. And in order for the Big Apple to survive, you need that very functional, safe transit system. I felt very safe in the subways. And it was, I think it was during the time when you had, you know, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, you had a real crackdown on crime and on, you know, subway safety. And so I went through the turnstile. I paid what I was supposed to pay. Now they have it more electronic where you got these little cards that you get. And nobody bothered me. Nobody, you know, everybody just kind of kept to themselves. They did their own thing. Yeah, you might have a creep, you know, creep on you, whatever. But for the most part, I didn't feel like I was going to get mugged. People ask, why do I love New York City so much? Every time I've been there, you know, and I've been everywhere. I've been, you know, all over. I don't hang out in Times Square. I don't go to the ritzy pitsy areas. You know, I either, you know, see family or I'm in Harlem. You know, I was there for work or I was, you know, and it I felt safe. And things have changed, you know, in the last few years. Now, subway ridership has dropped. It's about 60% of what it was in the beginning of the pandemic. 3.3 million riders still use the system. And remember, New Yorkers are resilient. It takes a lot to scare them. But after this, I mean, they're going to tell their bosses, I want to work from home. And these companies that need people there won't be able to, you know, survive if they can't get people to come to work. There's no parking. Gas prices are high. And cab rides are expensive. So if they can't take the subway, New York can't work. I mean, the crimes on the subway jumped 55% in March alone. That's according to New York City Police Department. 180 crimes reported in March this year compared to 118 crimes, according to Daily Mail. So Michelle Goh was the one who was pushed to her death under a Times Square train because a homeless man with a history of mental illness just pushed her. Marshall Simon, 61 years old, had a violent criminal history. He served 2 years in prison, robbing taxi drivers at gunpoint. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.